go to school. And
people
I want
work,
y'all.
You know,
people, yeah, people get the day off for working too. But
yeah,
unfortunately,
man,
we do have to close the show.
Listen to what the flower people say. Ah, listen, it's getting louder every day.
You're listening to WGXC Acra, Hudson, Catskill, 90.7 FM.
There are all sorts of events on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org. You can even add your own by clicking on the Add an Event button and hear your event being read on the radio or seen around the world in the community calendar at WGXC.org. And there are several Halloween-themed events there, too, including Saturday, October 30th. There are trick-or-treating possibilities for youth in the area, both at the Museum of Firefighting on Harry Howard Avenue from 10:30 a.m. to noon, and also at Art O' My from 1 to 3 p.m. That's out in Ghent on Route 22. Find out more about this trick-or-treating on Saturday, October 30th on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of FET Press in Hudson, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Thank you.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra, Catskill, Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily, and the director of the Hudson Area Library, just kidding, I'm Georgia, and I'm the real director of the Hudson Area Library.
And I'm Emily, the former director of the Hudson Area Library, since Georgia's in charge now. And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate.
Bookish.
Books, things.
That's
the most right.
fun part to say bookish, not things. Bookish, bookish, bookish.
I like saying things.
Things is fun, but bookish is funner.
Yeah, so we're here to talk about some books, because that's what we do on the show, right?
Yeah.
Who wants to get us started today talking about a book? How about Georgia?
So, I am currently reading this book in school for independent reading. I found it in the classroom library, not in the school library, but just the little shelves of books that we call the classroom library. It's just like a few shelves. So this book is so good. It's called The Princess Plot by Kirsten Boy. I think it's spelled B-O-I. Is it E? Is it like boy? Or I don't know. Kirsten Boy? I think this is like in a different language because it says like Kirsten Boy translated by David Henry Wilson. So, but
maybe it's bois. I don't know French, so I wouldn't know how to read it, but it seems like it could be a French name. Who knows? Somebody out there in the world should look it up, but not us. We are too busy.
A incredible book. And so pretty much it's about Jenna, this girl. I think she's supposed to be American. I don't know. But there's this girl, Jenna. And so her best friend, B, convinces her to audition for this new movie with the princess as a main character, and Jenna gets the role, but turns out it's all a big trap. And I feel like if I say anymore, I'll spoil it. Things go for me that way. That's why on this show I don't give too heavy descriptions, because for me, if I get started, it's like the domino.
What do you like so much about the book?
There are many differences of view. It kind of off by a few paragraphs, so that's really cool. And also by the description or the cover of the book, you'd think like, oh, it's probably just a sweet little harmless book. But it, and when I was thinking about reading this, like, there's this girl in my class, and she's like, this book is so boring, don't read it. I tried to look at the description, and so I found it on the shelf because she stopped reading it, and I was like, So I looked at the description, and this person found it boring, which I couldn't really actually, I could kind of understand why some people might find this boring, but I have a good attention span for books, so, but it gets better as it goes on. At first, it may appear a little boring, but it's a super good book, and it's got very descriptive words, and once you start reading, you're just pulled into it, and you can't get out. So I'll read the description. Lies, camera, action! Jenna just won the starring role in a movie about a princess. Sweet. In the wink of an eye, she's whisked off to the remote romantic kingdom. Not romantic. Where the story takes place, but something amiss. Instead of being shoot, suddenly she's being shot at. The legit princess, to whom Jenna bears a suspiciously striking resemblance, has gone AWOL on her whole real-life royal gig, and soon Jenna's swept up in a treacherous rebel plot. Deal is, this is no dress rehearsal. The girl has got to act to save her life. Includes a peek at the sequel, The Princess Trap. This edition is available for distribution only through the school market. Okay, Georgia, stop now. Ha 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 ha.
That actually sounds really good. I might read that.
It's probably like a... I recommend this book for ages probably 9 to 13, probably.
Sounds pretty fun.
So, Jay, if you are 17, I don't know if...
Yeah, I might not like it because it's not my age range, you know.
Yeah. You might like it.
Your real age range or your fake age range? Sometimes Jay pretends to be a little older.
Her soul age range.
Soul age. Yeah. Yeah, 17 at heart, but not yet an age. Thanks for sharing, Georgia. Jay, do you have a book to share today?
Yes, I definitely have a book. Yes, okay. So I just returned it to the library, actually, but I do remember it. I can't tell you. It's called The Inheritance Games. Hmm. Yeah, that's what it's called. I can tell you what it's about. Okay, so it's about this girl. Her name is Avery. She's, like, really not that rich, and she's pretty poor and stuff. But one day, this guy comes to her school saying that this super rich guy left... Okay, the plot is the super rich guy left, like, $42 billion to her, and she doesn't know why because she does not know this guy. Yeah. It's pretty much the whole plot. And she's trying to figure out why this guy left her like $42 billion and like 50 houses and stuff.
Whoa, that's quite the inheritance. And so is it like a mystery where she's like trying to figure it out? Is that like the main focus of the book?
Yeah, there's a second book. I only read the first book. There's a second book that just came out this month. I mean, September. I didn't read it yet though.
Hmm. And you think you're going to?
Yeah, I'm definitely. I already got it. I'm just waiting for it to come.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's really good. I recommend it 100%.
What would you do if you received a mystery inheritance?
I'd buy like a lot of stuff, a lot of books, a lot of food, and yeah, I'd probably spend a lot of it right away.
What if you spent it all and then they found out that it wasn't really meant for you, it was meant for somebody else named Jay, and then they asked for it back?
Sucks to be them.
You're like, here's the books I bought. I can't give you the food because it's gone.
I would save some. I'd save some for college or just in general. I'd save some, spend some, donate some, and eat some.
And eat some.
No, like I'd eat the food that I bought.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but there's also four brothers that very much hate you because the inheritance was supposed to go to them or whatever. Ooh. That's what they thought. Yeah.
Ouch. Quite the mystery.
And a lot of people are trying to steal your money and stuff. Yeah, really.
I would dislike that.
Yeah, that part's less fun.
Oh, also I'd spend some money on building... If I was an adult, I'd also spend some money on building my own house.
Sounds nice. Dream house. Well, I have a book I can share, possibly two, but I would let somebody else do a second first. So one that I read that's meant for a middle grade audience is Bad Sister by Charisse Miracle Harper with illustrations by Rory Lucy. And it's a graphic novel memoir. I guess I'm not sure how much of a straight memoir it is versus based on her childhood, but I think it was put out into the world as a memoir. And it's about Charisse's experience as a young person and her relationship with her brother, who's a younger brother. And it's called Bad Sister. So I think the idea is showing like different scenarios where she felt like a bad sister, either because her brother got hurt or they were arguing or she was kind of petty. But I feel like in the end, I don't think she's really a bad sister. I feel like most siblings have, sometimes they get along and sometimes they don't. And maybe she and her brother had a bit more conflict than some siblings do. But I feel like ultimately it's clear that she cares about her brother and that they had fun times together, as well as having times where they really didn't get along and like where she wasn't her best. But it's a fun book, and as a part of a duo of siblings, I could relate to some of the, both the good times and the bad times, mostly the good times. But yeah.
I want to read that book, And I agree, siblings do fight, even if they're the perfect siblings.
Are you the perfect sibling?
No, I said perfect siblings. My sister siblings. And I are definitely not perfect. We actually don't argue a lot for siblings. We don't clash a lot. But we do have small arguments, like, every few days. More than that.
Well, me and my sister.
Maybe, like, every day, but they're tiny arguments. They're like, please hand me the crackers. No! Hand me the crackers. No! Hand me the crackers. No! Something like that. Siblings do fight. Mm-hmm. Even if they're the perfect siblings. There's no such thing as perfect siblings, though. No such thing. Except for an alternate dimension.
What alternate dimension where all siblings are perfect? Jay, I think you were going to say something.
What I was going to say is, yeah, I have another book.
Oh, okay.
It's called, I don't know if y'all read it, it's called Princess Academy.
Ah.
It's a series. Yeah, I actually really like this book. It was one of my first books that kind of got me into reading, I guess. It's about this girl. It's like past times. It's not like modern times or whatever. And basically, they take all the people from the mountain, all the girls and stuff, ages 12 to 18. They take them to this princess academy to get trained to be a princess. And then the prince in like a couple years or whatever would come and choose which of them to marry or whatever. It was, it's a series. I don't know how many books there are. I think like 3, 4, I think. But yeah.
Is that Shannon Hale?
Yeah, it's Shannon Hale.
She's written a lot of books and a lot of very different books.
I love
books.
Shannon Hale.
Yeah, she's good.
I've never read Princess Academy, though.
It's really good, trust me.
Yeah.
I haven't read it either. I've only read her graphic novels. I have not read her newest graphic novel. I keep wanting to, like, ask my mom if I could get it, and I always forget.
Oh, yeah, because there's the new Friends Forever.
So. The library needs to get Shannon Hale.
We have it.
You have
I only read Real Friends. I never seen the Best Friends, Forever Friends, whatever. I only read Real Friends. I didn't know there was other books.
Yeah.
There's also Best Friends, and what's the last one?
Friends Forever.
Oh.
It just came out.
Friends Forever at the library?
I think so. I think I saw it come in.
Tell me where!
We can put it on hold for you.
Oh, that's so nice of you. I probably forget to pick it up.
Oh. Oh, well. I don't have our copy at home, but I have a copy at home that I need to read. I have one other book I could mention that's a book that I think is geared more towards adults, but I think teens would enjoy it too. Maybe some tweens as well. It's by John Green, who's written a lot of books for a young adult audience. And this book, though, is a collection of personal essays. And it's called The Anthropocene Reviewed, Essays on a Human-Centered Planet. In the description, it describes the Anthropocene as the current geologic age in which humans have profoundly reshaped the planet in its biodiversity. And so what he does is each essay is focused on one topic. And so he discusses one topic and then gives it a star rating of 1 to 5 stars. It doesn't seem like he gives anything 0 stars because there was one thing that he clearly did not like at all and he gave it 1 star. So I think it's a 1 to 5 scale. But it's like everything from scratch and sniff stickers, teddy bears, sunsets, the song Auld Lang Syne, Super Mario Kart, the classic keyboard, the QWERTY keyboard. What else have you got here? Sycamore trees. So it's like very, very varied in terms of what he's talking about. And so I feel like it's an interesting listen. For me, some of them stand out more than others. And so some of them I listen to and I kind of like forget exactly what he was talking about, and others are more memorable, but they're all very interesting. And he's a good writer. And you also learn a little bit about him. So if you're somebody that's read his books and you're interested in him as a person, you get a little bit about him and his life and his family and some of the things he struggles with in life. But yeah, so that's The Anthropocene Reviewed by John Green. I've been listening to that on audio, which is nice. It's read by him. Hooray. Well, unless somebody else has something they want to talk about,
I have one more book. I have another book, I think. Okay.
Okay. Go for
it. Tip of my tongue. Hold on.
Guess not quite on the tip of the tongue. But somewhere near there, in the vicinity, it's coming.
Okay, it's called, I got it. It's Class Dismissed. Wait, hold on. I have it right here. Okay.
Class Dismissed. I've never heard of that one, I don't think. Who's it by?
It is by Alan Woodrow. Yeah.
What's it about?
It is about, I think it's a series with the same kids or something. I don't know. I'm pretty sure I read all of them. Okay. I'll read the back to you.
Okay.
Class 507 is the worst class Miss Bryce has ever taught. And she wouldn't know. She's been teaching forever. They are so terrible that when a science experiment goes disastrously wrong again, Miss Bryce has had it and quits in the middle of the lesson. But through a mix-up, the school office never finds out, which means Class 507 is teacher-free. The class figures if they don't tell anyone, it'll be one big holiday. Kyle and his friends can play games all day. Samantha decides she'll read magazines and give everyone much-needed fashion advice. Adam is free to doodle everywhere without getting in trouble. Eric will be able to sit quietly and write stories with no one bothering him. And Maggie, well, as the smartest kid in school, she has an ambitious plan for this epic opportunity. But Class 507 quickly learns that school without a teacher isn't easy. Working together is nearly impossible, and keeping a secret is harder than they ever imagined. Maybe even harder than fractions. Can they keep the principal, the rest of the students, and their parents finding out? Or will the greatest school year ever turn into the worst disaster in school history?
That's quite the setup.
It's so good. This is like one of my favorite books I read in like fourth grade, maybe? Yeah.
Doesn't seem very realistic, like that someone could actually get away with it, but it's a fun premise. I like the idea of it. I like the class having to bond together to like figure out how to stay teacher free. But poor teacher.
Oh yeah, I'd rate the ages probably like 10 to like 12, maybe. It's not very, yeah, like 9 to like 12 probably, yeah. That's what I'd rate it.
What were you saying, Georgia? You wouldn't want a teacher-free class?
No. Go crazy. Mm. Everybody would go crazy.
I think it depends on the class and depends on the teacher for me. But generally speaking, I like having a teacher in my classes because I want to learn from them. But I guess if they were a really bad teacher and I wasn't learning anything, maybe I'd learn more from my classmates. Like some fashion advice from that one student. All right. Well, that's about all the time we have for today. But it was lovely talking with you all and hearing about your books. And we hope everyone out there listening has a great week with lots of quality reading time. We'll be back next week to talk about some more books. In the meantime,
happy reading!
Bye!
Out. away?